Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those mornings. I don't know what happened. The alarm didn't go off, but here we are, Reality Spirituality. I want to say thank you so much for listening, if you are listening, and if you're not, that's okay, too. Listen, my name is Rebecca Norrington, and I am the world's only happiness specialist. Now, what does that mean? That means that with every breath that I take, with every moment that I spend, with every ounce of everything that I have, my whole purpose on this planet is to experience more happiness. And what does that mean? That means that this is decades of study, decades of practice, decades of trial and error, decades of what works, what doesn't work, decades of hitting my head against the wall. I want to share with you that this wanting to be happier, wanting to feel better, wanting to feel at ease, wanting to feel balanced is the same thing, is what I believe is the root of all of life, of people's angst. You know, people that take drugs, the drugs only is the reason, the purpose is to feel good, right? The people that overshop, you want to feel good. The people that overeat, you want to feel good. It's always about a feeling good. And I'm here to tell you that I was on that same path. I was on that same train. How do I feel good? How do I feel good in every moment? Because I tried everything. And just a little backstory, sorry for you regular listeners. You know, when I was younger, I wanted only two things. You know, when you make a wish, you blow out your candles on your birthday cake, you throw money into a pond. I wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And I grew up programmed to think that, you know, this happiness is something that was out there, that I needed to do something to get it, that I needed to have a great relationship to feel good. I needed to achieve a few goals. I needed to have a certain job. I needed to look a certain way. I needed to weigh. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've been a fitness instructor 37 years now. And can you believe, even in my best of shape, when I was teaching boot camp for 25 years, yeah, you heard me, 25 years of boot camp. And when I say boot camp, you can feel how I used to teach. I was a sergeant. We used to do 500 reps on the steps on one leg a piece. Yeah, crazy, just crazy, out of control. Listen, now I can't walk, but that's another story. I can walk, but I can't run. After two orthoscopic surgeries on both knees, orthoscopic surgery on the left hip. But my dear audience, I wouldn't change one thing. I mean, that was my journey, that was my destiny, and there you go. I wouldn't have changed one thing. Now I'm, you know, I would have stretched a little bit more because I'm just stretching now, 40 years later. I never liked stretching. And so, okay, I'm digressing. What was my point? My point was, I was always thinking that there's something out there, something for me to do. And my definition of happiness, let me just share with you what it is. My definition is to feel balanced, to feel good, to feel relaxed, to have that vibration of satisfaction in every moment, regardless of what's happening. You know, you're in the middle of life storms, and life is an up and down ride. Let me tell you, it is. There's no way around it. I don't know anybody that hasn't experienced adversities. You know, let's label it adversities, challenges, whatever you want to call it. Bumps in the road, ups and downs, hurdles, whatever you want to say. It's life. It's just life. And this, and that's something that I had to learn. I thought that being happy meant that, I was going to sail through this shit. And that's not what is reality. Reality is acceptance. So the topic of the day is response versus reacting. And on the surface, I know that's an easy one to get, I'm responding as opposed to reacting. But let's get a little bit deeper. Because it is a programming, and you're going to hear about that a lot. Because, listen, it's not your fault, people. It's not your fault. We've all been programmed to react. We've all been programmed to think the same thing about same kind of incidents. If I said, my mother died, if I told you, my mother died, what would your response to me be? Gee, I'm sorry. Sorry for your loss. I'll pray for you. You would automatically get into this, what you were taught, how to respond. No, how to react. Sorry, I'm losing my words. How to react to that. And I'm here to say that what I've discovered in this journey, the most important thing is that I was programmed to be unhappy. I was programmed to journey through this life with things happen, then you react like this. Your boyfriend cheats on you, then you react like this. Your husband leaves you, then you react like this. There's always before you even hit adulthood, you have an automatic response to how you are going to react before it even happens. Just by your parents, the programming that you get from parents, television, friends, school, community. I mean, raise your hand if you think that somebody, and this you know, even this term, cheating on me, that's even a programming. Because, listen, folks, let me say this. I forgot to put the warning label on this short radio show, and it's going to be short today. I know I said it last week, but I'm this topic just came off the top of my head, and it came off the top of my head because that's what I'm dealing with in the moment, and I like to share what I've experienced. And so if you can relate, yes, and if you can't relate, that's okay too. But this thing about, they cheated on me, what does that mean? Now, this is really going to be controversial, okay? So put your seatbelts on this one. When you get in a relationship with someone, there is an expectation, okay? There is a huge expectation that the person is going to, especially if you've had a conversation, and especially if you both are on the same page, and especially if you live in America, unless you're in a relationship where it's an open relationship. And I'm here to say, okay, this is going to sound really crazy. Now, I'm not going to say that the healthiest relationships are open. I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to say that the open relationships are closest to being universal. What? Well, I'm not getting on the board on that one, Rebecca. No way. You're not going to get me sucked into that one. No, I don't agree with that. If you're in a relationship with somebody, they're supposed to be all monogamous. Now, I was programmed the same exact way. And with that programming comes a programmed way to react to anything other than, quote, monogamy. And I've had my share of boyfriends, and yes, I've had boyfriends that have, quote, cheated on me, okay? And it was the, and listen, raise your hand. I don't think I'm alone, boyfriend, girlfriend, and quite frankly, I've done it to other, I've done it to my relationships. Did I say that out loud? Did I say, did everybody hear that? Yikes. But this is the point. Let's get back to the programming, and I want you to really feel and just be open to this. Just be open. Love is, real love, universal love is connecting with another person or connecting with another energy, connecting with them on a totally different level. And there are no strings, there are no strings attached. When you love someone, love them and having strings attached is not, it's not universal. Now, let me just get back to me. Would I want to be in a relationship with a guy that called a different woman every single day and was with another woman every single day? Probably not. And the reason is because I'm not compatible with that kind of energy. I might be compatible with that kind of energy in a year or two or three or four, but at this moment I'm not compatible with that kind of energy. And it really comes down to what you are compatible with. Look out into nature. I've been looking at Blue Planet 2 videos, not videos, TV shows. It's a series. It's really good. Blue Planet. No, it's not Blue Planet. It's Planet. Is it Planet Earth 2? Blue Planet Earth 2. Anyway, it's on National Geographic Channel. And there's so many animals that are monogamous, and there are animals that are just not. But the programming, let's get back to the programming. The me reacting to, I'll never forget it, reacting to my first boyfriend in high school, quote, cheated on me. Well, you know, high school. And I was so hurt and so upset and so, oh, God, how could you say you love me, and all the things that I was programmed to respond or to react to. And there was my life, and that was it. The programming was set. And what I want to say now is that if I had a relationship with somebody, I am not going to give them any kind of rules or stipulations. I'm going to be accepting of who the hell they are, and so you're the type of person that is going to do A, B, C, or D. It's kind of like the same thing as smoking in the house. You know, I wouldn't be compatible with somebody that was smoking cigarettes in the house. I'm just not going to be compatible with it because it just affects my lungs. It just is. So let's look at it. Let's go back from the emotional, oh God, he cheated on me, to something very simple like he's smoking. The acceptance of the other person, and there are people, just like there are animals, that it's just not in their nature, okay? It's not in their nature to be one-on-one, monogamous. It's just not. So if I wanted someone, if I wanted to be in a relationship that was quote-unquote monogamous, then number one, I would be... I think I'm getting off on a tangent now, but I would look for somebody with that same compatibility. And even then, okay, even then, strings attached, anytime you have any strings attached to a relationship and you want them to behave, well, they're my husband, so they have to fill in the blank. one, they have to do this, they have to do that, they have to take out the trash, they have to, if I need to communicate. I was listening to this new comedian on YouTube. I just found him. His name is Daryl Lennox. I'm going to try to get him on the show because he's a different kind of cat. This guy is totally blind in one eye, and in the other eye, he can't see down past his nose. And he's talking about his vision lightly as a joke. He's one of those people that whatever is happening, he's accepting it, and he's actually being okay with when I say being okay, it's an acceptance of his limited vision, and he makes jokes about it. One of the things that he said, which is really interesting, he's talking about men and women having relationships, and he's saying that women expect men to communicate with them just like they communicate, like men communicate with themselves. No, I'm really getting off. He's expecting a man to communicate with a woman just like she would communicate with another woman. And he gave great examples. And girls, you have to admit that we're all out there with this talking. And I don't know about you, but I could talk and talk and talk and talk and get on the phone with another girlfriend. Talk and talk and talk and talk about anything and about everything. And sometimes men are just not like that. I mean, I don't know of a man who can get on the phone, and now I'm making generalizations and I don't like to do that, but just get on the phone and talk to their buddies and, on the phone for hours. men are, let's go out and play pool. Let's go out and play golf. Let's go out and fish. So it's really... Did I get too far off the tangent? I don't care. It's really just about being open to new ways of being, new ways of thinking, new ways of accepting. Let's get back to response versus reacting. Now, I contend that when you respond to something, you're actually taking time, unless you practice it on a daily basis. You've been practicing it for years, and it's just who you are now. You are a responder as opposed to reactor. If you are a responder, when somebody cuts you off in traffic, you're not going to instantly get upset. You're not going to instantly get mad. When you are a responder and your neighbor is throwing their dog and allowing their dogs to crap in your front yard, then you respond with something as opposed to reacting. Reacting meaning getting angry, cursing someone out, that emotional thing, that uncontrolled, that rage, that anger. If you can get angry from 0 to 60 seconds, if you can just get angry with a snap, just a snap, snap, snap like that, because somebody has pushed your buttons or stood on your toes, if you can get angry that quickly, then you know you're reacting to something. You know you're on automatic pilot. You know that you are, quite frankly, a robot. And this robotic reacting is what I'm talking about. It takes a commitment to really wanting. I said something about wanting to be happy, desiring to be happy. And let me say something. It's really about wanting, desiring nothing other than what the universe wants and desires for you, other than wanting and desiring the present moment. This going out and wanting something in the future is really subtracting from your present. From your present moment, you're not experiencing the present. And so, getting back to responding versus reacting, the challenge for me in the last few months is acclimating with being retired and really not having a schedule and not having anything specifically to do. Now, there is a programming that I have been, and I've realized it now, because the only reason why I'm feeling angst is because, well, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm not doing anything. That's another programming. And so I'm reacting to what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. And the real answer is, the truth is, responding to the present moment, number one, is total acceptance. If I'm doing something, I'm supposed to be. If I'm not doing something, I'm not supposed to be doing something. Does that make sense? I tweeted this out yesterday, and let me see if I can find it. You know me. And I want to share this with you because this is really what I'm talking about. I tweeted out, the struggle is internal. All struggle is internal. All suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is, the vibration of satisfaction is not taught or practiced in today's world. If you're not satisfied with the present moment, and I can guarantee you will not be satisfied with any, no, if you're not satisfied with the present moment, I can guarantee you will not be satisfied with any of your future moments for long. Clue, your ego is never satisfied. Know that there is a different, there are two entities living inside of you. I like to say that there are two entities. There's a universal voice, that universal presence, that universal feel. You know that vibration. You know that vibration when you're calm, when you're at peace, when you're okay, when you're feeling grateful, when you're, oh my God, when you can actually sit and cry just because of the being in the moment. That vibration. And there's another vibration that is, there's got to be more. There's got to be, there's questions. There's doubt. There's fear. There's regret of what's unfolding, what's happening. And there is actually a giving up, a surrendering to the will of the universe, or God's will, or spirit's will, whatever you want to call it. Now, there are going to be a lot of people that don't agree with what I just said, and you got to, you know, listen, this world is programmed to, especially USA, programmed to work hard. You got to work hard. If you don't work hard, and people are believing, they really believe that their work has gotten them to where they are. And I'm not going to sit up here and disagree with any of that, because I don't have time to be disagreeing with anybody. Because if you came to me in real life and you said, no, Rebecca, no, you do have to work hard, I'd sit there and I'd say, you're right. But I'm telling you right now that there is no work hard in the universe. That's not a universal way of life, working hard. In fact, it's just the opposite. The universe creates everything and manifests everything with ease, and sometimes it's very slow. Sometimes it takes billions of years. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's slow. So that concept of time is another programming that when you really are wanting to feel more peaceful, that illusion of having time or wasting time is not enough time, that's something to let go of also, because that's another programmed way of living, way of life. There's not enough time. Well, I'm here to tell you, my dear audience, you are in a physical extension of the universe, and you will have your spirit, your soul has infinite time. Your body is going to go, but the essence of who you are is here forever and has been forever and will be forever. You're no different. You're no different than Jesus' spirit was here, still here, feel the spirit, feel the vibe. You're the same. We're the same. Your physical body is going to go, but your essence, your soul, your energy, your consciousness, your conscious self is never going to die. You're just going to be in another form. And I really got off on that, didn't I? I got off on a different tangent. There you go. But this notion, this programming of death and reacting to death with sadness, it's a programming. I mean, there are cultures that celebrate the end of someone's life. I know it's not easy. I know it's not common. I know it's different. But that's what I want to say. My last words to you are you responding consciously or are you reacting programmably? I know, is that a word? Programmably. I just made it up. So your response and your reaction are your choice. And it is a practice. I made a commitment decades ago. And that commitment was to find this thing the world calls happiness. And I've discovered that this happiness, this balance, this relaxation, this vibration of satisfaction has never, ever been gone, never been lost. It's actually who I am. Consciousness is always balance, is always at peace. Beneath the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean, there's only peace, even though at the top of the ocean there are tornadoes and storms and waves and ups and downs and weather. But underneath it all is just peace. And so I want to remind you that who you are is peace. And there's no having to go out and do anything to find that peace. It's who you are. It's actually realizing that you are peace. So this week, just be mindful. Are you reacting or are you responding to life? Are you accepting or are you resisting the moments in life? Let me tell you what happened to me this week. If you listen to the show, you know I started teaching my fitness class again. And it's the easiest class I've ever taught. It's only 45 minutes. It's teaching seniors. Right, senior classes, and it's so easy, but because I'm a lazy ass, and that's right, I haven't done, now this is all in my head, listen to my thoughts, I haven't been stretching enough. So, of course, after Thursday, guess what happened Friday morning? I couldn't walk. We did this exercise where you sit down, get up out of a chair. I must have pulled something. I did pull something. I pulled my groin muscle, my left groin muscle. And on Friday, I'm telling you, left hand up in the air, I'm testifying now, I couldn't walk without a lot of pain. Now, you just don't know all of the thoughts and all of the reactions to, oh, God, I can't walk, and meaning that, oh, I should have been stretching. I knew I wasn't stretching enough, and I didn't stretch, and all of these ego thoughts that come in, you know the job of the ego, right? I told you this before. The job of the ego is to make you feel bad for as long as possible, for as many times as possible in any moment of the day. The ego doesn't rest. It's always out there. It's always trying to make you feel like crap. And so Friday, when I was limping, I'm telling you, to walk down the stairs, to walk up the stairs, I had to hold onto both railings. To walk down the stairs, guess what? I had to sit on my butt and scoot down the stairs. It was that painful. I couldn't lift up my left leg because of the pulled groin muscle. So now what? So now I'm thinking, oh, God, is this ever going to heal? Getting older and healing isn't like it used to be. And all of that crap. And it took me, because there's something, there is a challenge when you are in physical pain or my health is physically challenged. There is a big challenge to be okay with that. To be at peace with aches and pains, to be at peace with sickness, to be at peace with something that I can feel, okay? It's easy to get peaceful and just not out there. But when you're feeling pain and you can't lift up your leg and every time you sit down and you walk and you're limping. I'm limping. Limping. Pain in every step. And so if you listen to my explanation, the universe is saying, oh, you want to be a happiness specialist? Here's a story for you. How can you feel happy and satisfied with this? How can you feel happy and satisfied when you're limping and you can't, you know, and you have to scoot down the stairs on your butt? And you know what? I got halfway down the stairs. And I remembered I forgot something, and I had to walk back up the stairs. You just don't know. It was so painful. I broke out into tears, and while I was crying, I started laughing. And I started laughing because, ain't this a bitch? It's like, okay, the universe is giving me snow, and then all of a sudden the next day I get locusts, a swarm of locusts around me. And it's just because of that. It's just because of the practice. It's just because of what I practice and what I am committed to. And that is accepting every moment as is and know that there is a reason for all of it, whether I understand it, whether I get it, whether I want it. There is a reason. And I have to say, what is this, day three, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Yep, day three. And even yesterday, felt a little bit better, slightly better. I'm icing, I'm stretching, I'm babying it, I'm not doing a lot. I'm not doing a lot, meaning I'm not doing anything. So compound the problem, not doing anything within pain, with a pulled muscle. Compound that. How do you feel good about that? How do you feel good about not doing anything and now I have a pain? Now I can't walk. But the real question that I ask, and I always ask myself this one, what if this is it? This is going to be my state for the rest of my life. What if this is going to be my state? You're telling me I can't be happy? I can't find balance? I can't be okay? I can't be at peace? I can't vibrate that vibration of satisfaction? I can't have that energy of satisfaction? I only have to have that energy of satisfaction where everything is going, quote unquote, nicely, when everything is good. You know, the challenge is having that vibration of peace and happiness and balance and relaxation and satisfaction and acceptance when the storm is hitting. That's the difference between responding and reacting. And I choose to respond to life as opposed to react. Now, I know how to react. Trust me. I spent most of my life reacting. I spent most of my life reacting to people, what they said to me, what they did to me, circumstances, what happened. Spent most of my life reacting. But that reacting doesn't bring peace. The reacting doesn't bring happiness. The reacting is the opposite of consciously responding. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for listening. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, just Google Rebecca Norrington. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com and also Lulu.com, L-U-L-U for hard copy. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. We'll see with that. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending with an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It's about consciousness. It's about you. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Good now.